Joining us now on our book talk segment, we're going to talk to a very talented man who has written a book for all of you out there that want to plan a birthday party, may not know what to do, and we're going to find out about it. It's called The Secrets to Planning Your Fun, Memorable, and Stress-Free Birthday Party. We're joined by a very talented man. He's also a ventriloquist, I understand. We'll find out about that as well. Joe Libby joining us from San Antonio, Texas today on the telephone. And Joe, good to talk with you. How are you?
Thanks. I'm doing great, Doug. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, good to have a chance to chat with you for a couple of minutes, and kind of a unique idea for a book. I know there's maybe articles you see once in a while, tips to throw a good party, but I've never really seen a book about it. So where'd you get the idea to put it all together in a book form?
Well, I've been a family entertainer, yoga ventriloquist, and magician here in the San Antonio area for a long time, and many times I'll be asked by doing not just birthday parties, but also, sometimes they're like family holiday parties, like Halloween or Christmas or a first communion party or things like that. And the mother, the parents will ask about suggestions, or they're not quite sure about certain aspects of it. And so this is just about compiling some ideas for themes, ideas for games that could be played during the party, a template for planning the party that a parent or grandparent could use to put a party together.
Hey, you've seen your share, I imagine, entertaining at birthday parties, and I guess that is for the parents. I would guess more the moms than the dads. When they have to put something like this together, not only who do you invite, how do you invite it, the food and all that, but you really got to keep these kids entertained. I guess you're talking about what, ages 5 to 10, somewhere in that range.
Sometimes a little younger. I can't speak for all areas of the country, but one thing that is kind of popular here in my area is when the baby is just like a year old, the family will throw a big party. So when they hire me for entertainment, they're really hiring me to entertain, the older brothers and sisters and the cousins and the neighbor kids and the parents and grandma and grandpa and everybody else there. So it's really almost like a festival in somebody's backyard. And a lot of people there, and they're a lot of fun.
Well, I know you talk about it in the book, some of the mistakes or biggest mistakes people make when they plan a party. Can you give an example or two?
Well, I'd say probably the biggest mistake is, especially if it's your first time out, is not giving yourself enough time to plan it. I have had instances where I've been called on a day's notice, they decided to do a birthday party for their child, and could I come out and do a show? And if I'm available, then I'll go out and do it. But I know that puts a lot of stress on people to do that. I mean, you should give yourself enough time so that with all the other life things that happen, like work and family issues and things like that, you're not getting stressed out planning the party.
I know a big thought, of course, I guess among the dads, probably, how much is this going to cost me? What kind of budgeting do you give folks to put a party together?
I don't mention any specific dollar figures, although I think that these days, especially, it's easy to get a lot of the things you need for the party done very inexpensively or even free. It's possible to do invitations and find ideas for party games online. So two words that I tell anyone is to use Google. It's not necessary to if you're creative, it's not necessary to break the bank to plan a birthday party and still make it really fun and memorable for everybody.
Do you recommend, I know there's places that train places people know about that they can host parties, do you recommend those kind of places, or do you find people that have them in their own house, it's a better situation, or doesn't it make a difference?
It really doesn't make a difference. I've done them both ways. I have performed my show in restaurants, for instance, events, or you know, in the middle of the park, which in July and August in Texas, you sweat through a couple of shirts pretty quickly. but I've done them. But probably about the 90% of them are in the home, if not directly in the living room, then in the backyard, on the patio.
How about amount of people? You don't want to have too many there. Think of it's a small children around. Do you? You want to have a kind of a manageable group to be able to handle it properly.
Yeah, if it's a party for a toddler, say somebody 2 or 3 years old, I think a good rule of thumb is to take the child's age and add one or two to that. So if it's a 3 year old, you can have three or four guests. For that, and that's usually a manageable size for kids that are that young. When they get a little older, you can have a few more in. Part of that depends on how much adult help you can get, either from a neighbor or from an older child who's willing to help, and then maybe you can have a larger number of kids from the birthday child's class. Then
do you talk in the book about time of the party? Obviously, the younger the children, the tougher it is to keep their attention. Do you want to keep it like to an hour, hour and a half, or 2 hours? What do you recommend as far as that goes?
Part of it depends on how much you have planned. I think for most kids, say in that 5 to 10 year old range, perhaps a 2 to 3 hour party mm-hmm. is quite sufficient. Of course, if they're younger, you can keep it certainly keep it shorter. It's probably advisable to do so, especially when they're very, very young. They probably have regular nap times that need to be considered.
Now, you're an entertainer. You do ventriloquism and entertain at the parties. If they don't want to have you come, how do they find entertainment? What do you recommend as far as finding a good entertainer that you can feel safe with at your party?
Well, again, go to Google, and depending on what you want, because I do magic as well, and so things been like. Say in San Antonio, I know a lot of people will find me just because they'll put in magician in San Antonio, Texas, or magician in Texas, and I come up. So you can do that. But if you want to make sure that the entertainer that you're getting is somebody who knows what he or she is doing, and so the best way to do that is to see what kind of reviews that person had. And these days, I can't always get a video. I'll talk about video in just a second. So, but I try whenever possible to get something. They can just send me an email telling me how I helped make the party a huge success. Something I put on the website. But these days, with the with cell phones and iPads, and it is so easy to shoot a quick video. And so I much prefer getting a video, which can be shot in 2 minutes after the performance is over, and using that. And I think that has a lot of credibility. So,
did you tailor your show to that particular party? I guess you get some information maybe about the birthday, whoever the birthday is for, boy or a girl, and kind of tailor your performance to them a little bit.
Yeah, I always try to make the birthday child the star of the show, and he or she gets to help me perform some of the magic, make the magic work. I also have a ventriloquist puppet named Sagebrush, and he kind of a monster figure in a cowboy suit. I'm not quite sure how that worked out, but it works for me. But he usually deals directly with the birthday child during the show, and almost always gets huge laughs. And a lot of times they get their favorite part of the show was talking to the puppet.
Well, for people listening, Joe has done this for over 30 years, I guess. So you come from a lot of experience and expertise in this, and I think you put all these ideas into a really easy to read type of book. Again, it's called The Secrets to Planning Your Fun, Memorable, and Stress-Free Birthday Party. And Joe, I understand you have a couple of websites you are involved with. You want to give those out and how people can get the book?
Thank you. If people want to find out more, they can visit, first of all, the one with my name on it, it's joenibby.net, which is actually getting an upgrade right now. But you want to go to joelibby.net, because if you go to joelibby.com, this sounds like a joke, but it's not, Doug. If you go to joelibby.com, that is the website for another Joe Libby who lives in Japan. So I always tell people I'm the Joe Libby in the Western Hemisphere. So we have that, and then the one that is for that is specifically for kids parties is funnybirthdayshow.com. It's all one word, funnybirthdayshow.com. People are interested in the book. I do have a sales link at funnybirthdayshow.com. You can get it through there. It's also available at Amazon, or if you prefer going to Barnes & Noble or someplace like that, if they don't have it in stock, I'm sure they can order it for you.
Great. Well, as you said, a great idea for a book. I know a lot of parents out there get, like you said, they get a little stressed sometimes when they have to plan these parties. So you have it right in the title, Stress-Free Birthday Party. And we've been talking with Joe Libby today. Joe, really a pleasure to talk with you. Hopefully we can do it again. But thanks for joining us.
Thanks. I'd love to. And thanks so much for having me on today. I had a great time.